Hello again, and welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. This week has brought us to a topic that we are fortunate to be able to talk about. We live in an area that experiences all four seasons, so today we're going to talk about seasons in general. As each season approaches, we will dedicate an episode to that season specifically, but this will be a broader discussion. To start off, we're technically still in winter while we record this. I'd say we're looking forward to see what the spring, summer, and fall of 2025 has in store for us. Bearing that in mind, overall, seasons can bring out a lot of emotions and changes just by their very nature. So let's dive into this conversation and see how they affect us.
Okay.
Shay,
what is your favorite season?
Spring and summer.
Okay.
I'm such a spring and summer girl. Like, I hate the cold. Just because I came from a cold country doesn't mean I like cold winter. I hate winter.
Okay.
What about you?
Fall. I like fall the most. Just because it's like, it's crisp, but not too cold most of the time.
And you still like wear shorts or like, what do you call it? Capris. I call them capris. Or like a light flannel and you're still warm enough.
And, like, you can have bonfires, but you can still, like, go camping.
Yes.
You can still, it's, like, perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Do you experience seasonal depression?
I think I do. I've never, like, actually paid attention. But, like, when it starts getting cold, I'm just, like,
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
That's how I feel today. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit in the recliner with my blanket and watch reruns of To Catch a Smuggler because there's nothing else on TV or watch Gray Man.
Oh, true.
I love that movie. I think I do.
Okay.
They're like, especially like, as I just said, I hate the cold weather. I think I complain more about being cold than I am when I'm hot.
Okay.
So like every day at home, I'm like, when I get home from work, I'm like, it's freezing in here. My dad goes, put on some more clothes. I have a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, sweatshirt, pair of leggings, and a pair of sweatpants over top of the leggings, and I'm still cold.
Is there something specific about each season that you enjoy the most? Not a holiday, but something unique to that season.
Darn it. I can't say my birthday. That's why I like spring, because it's my birthday, May 20th. I'm not going to tell the year, but I think I've already said in the past episodes my age. So we're okay. So we'll start with spring.
Yes.
Because the flowers are blooming. So we have on the side of our driveway. On if you're coming up my driveway, the left side, there's trees, miniature trees.
Yeah.
Each tree is a dedication to each grandparent on both sides that's passed away. So they're dedication trees. And in the spring, they bloom and they're really pretty. Mm-hmm. We got my grandma apple tree, but they're like the tiny apples that you can't you can't eat them, but it's like really pretty. I don't even know what we got for everyone else, but anyway. Probably just the when it's starting to get warmer and able to like go walking more, go running, and just being able to go hiking more.
Okay.
Which we definitely need to do.
Yeah.
Fall. I think the changing of the leaves and then especially on Thanksgiving every other year, traveling to Pittsburgh and seeing like the mountains and like being up in the mountains that far. And just hiking my aunt's property, which is huge, which is we usually hike about 5 to 6 miles. That's how big her property is, which is always fun to do. Summer, just being at the beach and just being able to enjoy the waves and the sand. And winter. I have nothing nice to say about winter. I am so sorry. I hate winter. Well, probably depending on my mood. I like to take pictures of the snow, like, as it's falling.
Okay.
Or just throwing snowballs at the dog. And he'll actually catch them. And the worst part is when she misses it and she's looking and her ears are up and she's, like, looking everywhere. She can't find the freaking snowball. What about you?
For me, in spring, it's the baby animals. I
Okay.
love seeing baby animals. For fall, it's the same. It's the changing leaves. And I've gone up to Massachusetts a couple times, and New England is gorgeous in fall when the leaves are
I've been
starting
up
to
there
change.
once for the fall.
For summer, I like, if this makes sense,
Okay.
the ease of going out to do stuff, of like, oh, it's a really nice day out, so let's go camping. It's a really nice day. Let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Let's go to the zoo. Like, just how overall nice the days seem to be, and how easy that makes going out, and
Yes.
that all makes sense.
Yes.
And for winter, I like seeing cardinals.
I have tons of cardinals in my yard right now.
Like, I don't know why they stay out, but I like seeing, cardinals are the red birds, right? I like seeing them, especially if there's snow on the ground. I
Yes.
like seeing
They,
the
okay, yeah, they,
juxtaposition
yeah.
between colors.
They're pretty.
And they remind me of, like, people who I've lost in my life. Because, like, I forget who told me about it, but there's, like, a whole theory about cardinals and,
Yes.
like, being.
It's, I don't believe that's a theory. I think it's true.
So I'm like, okay, so I like seeing all the cardinals in winter. So then
You did what you did? You just,
I did three, so you can do four
okay.
if you'd like.
What is the worst part of each season in your opinion?
For summer and winter, it's just the extreme temperatures. Like, when it goes
Being
up
overly
to,
like 95 degrees.
when it's like 112, I want to cry.
Never gets that hot here. Go to California or Texas.
When it gets to 12, I want to cry. For fall, it's just that fall seems to go so fast.
Yeah.
And spring, allergies. Just, if I could go without pollen, I would be great. Okay?
Okay. I don't have that problem. I do not have seasonal allergies. I am so happy. Oh,
If you had to live in one season forever, it could not be your favorite season. Which would you choose to live in, and why?
oh boy. This is a question for a question.
Yep. I try. I try.
You did try, and I think you got me on this one. Let me see. What season?
Yes. So,
Try to
like,
live in a season forever. I could, but it could not be my favorite season. I'm gonna have. I will say fall.
okay.
I hate winter. I just hate it. Fall because it's still slightly warm, but it's not overly warm that you're that I'm like, oh my God, I can't bear. It's like 60 warm.
Okay.
But it's not like overly warm. It's you still have a cool breeze that comes in, but you're
Yeah.
not like bundled in like a hat and scarf and stuff. So what about
Okay.
you?
Summer. Because the days are longer. The
But you just said
temperatures,
you don't like the heat.
I don't like extreme heat.
Okay.
Most summers,
Depending on where you are.
yeah, for us at least,
For us,
are,
it's like the top was like 90 and
it's like
something.
mild-ish is the key. But you can camp, you can do so much during summer that,
Yes.
like,
We need to go camping
we
again.
do. Like,
Hope we didn't
there's
run into.
so many options. The screaming people.
Oh my God, I really hope it. Oh my God. Hey, we're all sorry. Sidetrack.
Sidetrack. We went camping for
July.
July, and it was
But it
for my
rained.
camp out for conservation for the wildlife warriors that we talked about on the zoos and aquariums episode. And our campsite neighbors just
They
kept screaming.
were like a little bit further
They were like four campsites over, but they just kept screaming, so they sounded like they were next door. And I was like, what is your problem, friends?
What is your problem, lady? It was a woman.
Yeah.
And then some of the words coming out of her mouth, I almost wanted to, we should have called the park rangers, but then I didn't want to leave.
It's like, this is a family-friendly campsite, ma'am. Watch your language.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, I like summer because there's so many opportunities. Like, road trips feel more fun in summer.
Things. You can, like, day trips just to the zoo or something.
And you can do picnics. Like, summer feels like there's so many.
I've never done a picnic.
I have a proper picnic basket. We should legit go, like, to a different zoo that we've never been to.
And just bring a...
And bring a picnic lunch.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Or we could just do the hiking trail that we did at Batstow and just sit.
True.
If they have picnic benches, they have.
Yeah, they have. But summer just feels like there's so many opportunities to do so much stuff.
Just
so
go
I'd
out
live
and
there.
About. Yeah. What do you think is the most beautiful natural thing in each season?
Oh, that's hard. Why would I do this to us?
I don't know, but
Winter, it's snowflake.
Okay.
I'll give them that.
Right.
Spring is the flowers.
Okay.
Summer, the ocean.
Okay.
And fall, leaves. Probably cliche for all of those, but it's a little. They're on to something.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you think?
So for me, summer, I would have to say the summer concerts on the beach.
Okay.
Since I've only been to the recent one in July or June, whatever. Spring, I would have to say the zoo trips.
Okay.
Fall, I would have to say traveling.
Okay.
To Pittsburgh for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then winter. I'm going to have to say making a fire and just sitting under a cozy blanket and watching TV. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
All right. Is your favorite season at this age the same as when you were a child?
Wow. You're really hitting me in the feels right now. It is the same.
Okay.
So, spring.
All
because
right.
My birthday's in the spring, and it's 10 days away from the beach, and we always go down to the shore, like, literally right after my birthday.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
What about you?
When I was younger, it was summer, just because I got to go to the beach. I'm about to, like, quote Severus Snape.
Oh, dear goodness.
I'll paraphrase.
Okay.
I did not appreciate the subtle beauty of fall. And, like, the more I age, the more I'm just like, I love fall.
Okay.
So, used to be summer, now it's fall.
When do you shop for seasonal clothes?
The season before.
So if you need clothes for winter, you go
during fall. Because a lot of the times,
usually on sale.
Because it's leftovers from the year before.
Yeah.
So I buy them then, and then that's the bulk of my wardrobe.
Okay.
And then I supplement with, like, the up-to-date pieces, whatever's in style. But, like, a good winter coat is a good winter coat.
Yeah.
A good tank top in summer is a good tank top. I'm not really into the fashion kind of stuff.
Tank tops.
The
only tank tops I have are, like, pajama tank tops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for our trip in March.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't Or unless if it's a cover-up tank top,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a tank top dress.
Okay.
Or you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. But I used to love wearing tank tops, but kind of can't anymore. Unless they're like up to like my neck.
Yeah.
Because certain people.
Mm-hmm. And like I bought a raincoat a couple years ago.
Okay.
That I just keep using, and it's a BTS raincoat. It's a Sugar raincoat
mm-hmm.
from Nordstrom when they did that little collaboration thing.
Okay.
But like it was like $120.
For a raincoat?
Yeah. And before that I had a green replica of the Hunger Games jacket that I used okay. as a raincoat. That was like $110.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind spending the big amount of money on it, which seems like, to me, that's a lot of money for a simple raincoat.
Yes. But I think that is, too.
But like, I get years worth of use yeah. out of it. So I don't
I've
mind
never
paying
seen you
for
wear
the quality.
It.
You'll see me wear it a lot in summer.
Okay.
I'm probably going to bring it to Florida when we go.
Are we doing ponchos for Florida? Because that's one of the questions. Sorry, sidetracking. Sorry.
This is a potential spoiler because you will hear about this trip in a couple months.
No.
Yeah, we're going to do a review.
Oh,
of
okay.
the trip.
In after
the
trip.
Okay. Just like we did Ben Barnes. Yeah. After the Ben Barnes.
Yes.
Okay. We're not telling you when.
Yeah.
You will find out afterwards.
We're just going for a week.
Yeah. Which is very fun. And
oh, I need it. That's going to be my pre-graduation trip / pre-birthday trip.
Mm.
I'm turning it into two.
And it's kind of a way to escape winter. So
yes, it's already 80 degrees in Florida right now, so we're good.
Because it's like, it was 29 here last night. I wanted to cry. I didn't take my winter coat with me to work, so I walked out of work. I was just like, I'm freezing. I'm dying. Someone help me. And it's 11 o'clock at night when I get done work. It's like, no one
even
is around.
Even colder.
Because
it dropped.
But yes, so. But yeah, we are going to bring ponchos too.
Okay.
I'm
sorry for the side note. Side conversation.
Candidly eclectic.
I know. We have I have a blonde brain. It's just being a blonde.
Oh my gosh.
I think I shop for seasonal clothing.
Okay.
It's what I have. Take that back. Because I did buy two new sweaters that have like for the fall for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like the fabric here and then it opens on the shoulders and then the rest of it.
Okay.
So the shoulders are open.
Okay.
It's cute. I wore it. I did order new jeans, which they're a little too big now because I've lost a little bit more weight. So, and I don't own any belts. It just depends on if I'm in the mood to go shopping for seasonal clothing.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. What color do you associate with each season?
Blue for summer.
Okay.
Brown for fall.
Mm-hmm.
White for winter. And pink for spring.
Okay.
How about you?
Yellow for summer.
Okay.
Black for winter.
Okay.
Orange for fall.
Okay.
And then I'm missing
spring.
Okay. Green.
Okay. A solid array mm-hmm. of colors.
Yeah.
I have like two in mind, so we're gonna surprise everybody with the answer to this. But what is your drink of choice for each season?
Oh boy. Since I'm sober,
mm-hmm.
I don't drink much, but if I make mocktails.
Mm-hmm.
So for winter, I will obviously do coffee.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Coffee is
and like- then spring, I'd probably do like a mocktail, like a berry mocktail.
Oh, okay.
It's just club soda with muddled berries, and then you take like a frozen berries.
Okay.
You muddle them in the bottom of the glass, and then you garnish it with a strawberry or something,
okay.
or a lime, as I said before. That was my summer drink. Spring, I don't really have a drink for spring.
Okay.
And then fall, I have nothing.
Okay. See, for me, it's cocoa for winter, lemonade for summer, apple cider for fall. And then for spring, Coca-Cola.
As I'm drinking one right now. But it's winter. It was the first one that I grabbed. They were hiding all the good sodas in our garage. Okay. Yeah. Which season is the most fun?
Summer or fall.
Okay.
Just because there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the most fun.
Okay.
Do you agree, disagree?
I'm going to have to say I want to say spring.
Okay.
Because there was like, for me, at this time, I have to say spring because I'm graduating in May.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's birthday is in May.
My
birthday is in May. Memorial Day is in May. I would say summer because I should say summer. But the only thing that happens in summer for me is my 2-year, which is not a big deal. Anyway, so spring.
Okay. What is your favorite activity in each season?
Summer, I want to say parasailing.
That is a fun one.
Because we've done it before, and I really would love for us to redo it again.
We should. I've been looking into it. We should definitely do it.
And we can stay at my beach house.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. We don't have to pay for room or board or food. Well, depending on if.
Yeah.
All right, parasailing in summer.
Okay.
Spring. Going to the zoo.
Okay.
Since it's our tradition every Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So, fall. I don't really minus traveling to Pittsburgh every other year, but that's. And winter. Nothing.
Okay.
Because winter is too flipping cold.
Okay.
To step foot outside.
Okay.
Literally. What about?
Okay, for me, winter is extreme snow tubing.
Okay.
Which I've done once.
I've nearly died.
But it was so fun.
I've done it 3 times.
When they, like, the giant rope, tension rope,
yeah.
And there's a snow tube, and you're hanging onto it, and then there's a guy with a flipping little snowmobile, and he's like, whoa! And you're like seeing, you're like holding on for dear life, and you have a helmet on, and it's like,
I know. I don't know what snow tubing you're going to, because I don't recall any of that.
It was snow camp. It was fun.
Oh well, that there's your issue. You got to go to Poconos or something because they take you up on a conveyor belt, and you just hold your onto your tube as you're standing on the conveyor belt that goes up the mountain. And you go to your open spot, and then you sit in your tube, and you get pushed, and you hold on for dear life. You're either making it or you're not.
Yeah, I've done that, but, like, the extreme snow tubing where they, like, attach you to a snowmobile, that is fun.
I've never done that before.
I highly recommend it. It was so
fun. Did you go? Because let's see who lives or dies this round. Who's going to survive?
For fall? Bonfires. I love a good bonfire. And hay rides.
I haven't done a hay ride since I was little.
And, like,
it's just too expensive now.
It is.
So it's like, what's the point of even going when it's just For me,
Or like apple or pumpkin picking. That's always fun.
I used to love apple picking. Being able to climb the trees to get to. Oh.
For spring, I'm going to do the same thing. Going to like zoos and aquariums is fun. And for summer, camping. I love camping.
We need to do that more often. We really do. We gotta try to do that.
All right. Did you or do you play seasonal sports?
I did.
Okay.
Spring and summer or whatever, I did softball.
Okay.
I'm guessing winter and fall was gymnastics.
All right.
And then diving was, swimming and diving was whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I did field hockey and...
You played field hockey?
I did.
What?
And I was the goalie.
I never knew you did field hockey!
I did field hockey and softball.
Okay.
I dabbled. And that is putting it kindly.
Light.
I dabbled in basketball.
You see my expression right now? I'm like, what?
But field hockey was like what I loved.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, I could never do field. It's too intense for me. Hence the girl who did diving and almost hit her head multiple times and witnessed people hit their heads on the boards. And anyway, if you did not experience each of the four seasons, do you think you'd appreciate them more or less?
I think I'd appreciate them less.
Explain.
Like, I don't think... I think I'd take them for granted. Like, let's say we lived in one of the climates where you only get fall and, or summer and winter.
Okay.
Or summer and fall. Then you don't get the subtle... word of the episode. Subtle. You don't get the subtlety of, like, flowers blooming. It's just like they're there or they're not.
Yeah.
You don't get to see the subtle changes in leaves,
like
slowly going from green to red, orange to brown to yellow. And just there's beauty in that that you wouldn't get to see. Like, if I traveled, if I didn't have them and I traveled and saw them, I would appreciate them. But just, like, I don't think I would appreciate the seasons we do have if I didn't have the other ones, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's
very valid.
It's just, I think I've just have been around these seasons for so long that if I didn't have like winter, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't show up. Oh, all right, whatever. Moving on.
Okay. Well, that kind of answers the next question.
Okay.
If you had to get rid of one season, which would you get rid of and why?
Winter. How much more can I be explanatory on this? I hate winter.
I hate it.
It's too cold. Okay, I get people like, oh, I love winter because it's cuddle season. I'm like, can we not, please? You're talking to a single girl over here who the only thing she hangs onto are blankets and pillows. I got nobody. And a fire. Oh, to have a dog, but she, when I try to love on her, she thinks it's playtime, and then I get poison my face. Anyway, winter.
Okay.
I want to get rid of winter, please.
Okay.
Please. What about you?
Spring.
You want to get rid of my birthday?
No, I want to get rid of my allergies.
Oh, we'll take an allergy shot. A buttercup.
It's like, I don't enjoy sneezing for my entire existence. So I'm gonna veto spring in this
Okay,
hypothetical.
all right. I take back my comment. Will you share with us a memory from each season?
Okay. So for summer, I used to go to my great aunt's cottage every summer for a couple weeks. And the one year, she was like, in the morning, she was like, "Okay, what are you doing today?" And I was like, "I'm gonna hang out with my friends. I'll probably get home at 10 p.m." She forgot that I had said that. And it got to about 8 p.m. And she rounded up all my friends to try to find me. And I was just like, I said 10. And she was like, "No, you didn't. You did not say that to me." I was like, "Oh, but I did. I remember this at the breakfast table." She's like, "No, you did not." So I just was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." And my friends all swear because they're younger than me at that camp. A bunch of them still swear I was out past 10, and that's why. But I remember looking at my watch and being like, "It's 8 o'clock. Why is she causing chaos?" And then she woke my sister up, who's younger than me, and dragged her around and told her that horrible things were happening to me.
Oh my God.
And Chris, poor Kristen, my sister, was like traumatized to this day. She's like, "Do you remember when you did that?" And I was told that you were like being injured, being kidnapped, being killed. And I'm like, "I was out with my friends."
I promise nothing bad was happening.
Okay, I will admit too, I smoked a cigarette. I was 15 at the time. But
Okay, that's nothing compared to the some of the stuff I used to do.
I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm with my friends. We're at a Christian campground. It's okay." For fall, I remember just countless trips to the pumpkin patch, which I love. But the one this past year in 2024, we went and they had baby pepper pumpkin.
I'm gonna need you to slow that down. Baby what?
Baby pepper pumpkin.
So a pumpkin that's in the shape of a pepper?
Yeah, it was like in the shape of a jalapeno pepper.
Oh, I'm talking about like the bell peppers, not the jalapeno peppers. I'm talking about like the bell
But
peppers.
it was so cute and it was Weedle and I had to buy it. And my mom was like, "What is that?" I was like, "This is baby pepper pumpkin." She was like, "You named it?" I was like, "Yep." She was like, "Are you not approaching 30?" I'm like, "Yep."
Yep. Judge me all you want, mother.
Baby pepper pumpkin is here to stay. And I did not carve baby pepper pumpkin because I adored baby pepper pumpkin. For winter, I.
Your snow tubing incident.
Yes, literally. We. It was so fun.
I would love to like try to envision you with some guy on a freaking snowmobile where you dragged up the
And
freaking side of the mountain to go snow tubing.
yeah, and you were going down the mountain, they're pulling you, you're going like side to side, you're like rodeo. But also that same snow camp, I got to go on a trail ride on horses through the snow. It was so fun.
That's
It was
cute.
so pretty. And then for what's the last one? Spring for me?
Yes.
Okay, for spring.
She's got the giggles.
I went to Atlantic City
Okay.
and I was like, "It is time for me to put my feet in the water. I cannot wait for spring." And I walked in and it was, oh no, I'm wrong. It was Wildwood because we went with JROTC.
Okay,
It,
I was like,
we did
whoa.
a parade. This was like at least 10 years ago. And it was, I think, Memorial Day Parade. That's the correct one, right? Yes, I'm like having a brain fart. But we went and Colonel was like, "Okay, you guys can." It was the Saturday that we did it. The parade was done by like 10 a.m. He was like, "We have like 5 more hours before we head back. Go on the beach if you want." Now, I am proud to say that I was smarter than some of my friends because we all put our stuff in a pile, or the guys did.
Yeah.
And then they all, every single one of them,
went in the
water.
Ocean.
Guess who lost stuff? Guess whose stuff got stolen? Not
all
me.
All the boys?
I had kept my stuff with me. And they were like, I remember watching them. Like,
do you remember what street you were on in Wildwood?
The one next to the tattoo parlor.
I need a street name or a number.
I don't know.
Okay.
But the police cruiser
mm-hmm.
was on the beach, like, patrolling.
Yeah.
And I remember...
we call them rent-a-cops.
And I remember...
Sorry. I shouldn't be saying that out loud.
I remember
with the actual
seeing...
top car. Mm. Okay, never mind. I take my comment back.
I remember watching my friend from the boardwalk. Mm. I was on the boardwalk eating, I don't know if they still have them, but they had, like, bread cones filled with, like, pasta. Or, like, something else. But it was good. Or, like, a sandwich. It was a Monte Cristo one.
Okay.
And so it was, like, a portable sandwich in a, like, an ice cream cone shape. But it was cone bread.
Okay.
And then the cheese and the meat inside of it.
Okay.
So I was eating that, and I'm not going to say who it was,
okay.
but I remember seeing one of my friends physically running after the cop car, trying to be like, hey, our stuff is stolen. And Colonel was like, they did not. Tell me they did not. I cannot. You lost your wallet? You did this?
They lost everything?
Mm-hmm. Like, three people lost everything.
What?
Now, thankfully, we were in high school, so, like, we didn't have much.
Yeah, but still, you wouldn't you have needed your school IDs and stuff?
Yeah. And Colonel
like
was
for
like,
school, right?
Mm-hmm. And Colonel was like, I have to interact with the police now because of you.
Some kids.
And I was like, I didn't do it.
Wasn't me.
But I was a little goody two shoes.
I know.
I was like,
I was such a goody two shoes in high school.
But yeah, I
still am sometimes.
I just remember being like, uh-oh, look at him running. Why is he running? Why is he chasing the cops? Isn't this how bad things happen?
Yeah.
And then all the guys were, like, standing around going like, huh?
Huh? Huh? Airheads.
I was like, guys, I know you did not just, like, commit this rookie mistake, but they did. And I also remember we had that same trip, we had two hotel rooms to change.
Yeah.
And all the girls were shoved into one hotel room, changing from their military uniforms.
Oh, wow.
Into their, like, bathing suits mm-hmm. and civilian clothes. And the guys were all shoved into one room, changing into their civvies. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So it's like a locker room situation.
But, like,
high school locker room situation.
At least in the locker room, there's space.
There's a little bit of privacy.
Yeah.
Not a...
And Colonel just yelled up. He's like, don't forget to shut the curtain. Don't not see this. Curtain. Open.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, wow. This is something I'm going to remember forever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. How about you? Do you have favorite memories from each season?
Yeah. Okay, so for spring,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go spring, summer, fall, winter.
Okay.
You
have one for winter?
Yes, unfortunately, I do. Even though I hate it, I still have a memory. Come on. Okay, you got to give me some credit over here. Okay, for spring, I would have to say... We went to Clementon Park. I was little. My older siblings. It was me, my mom, my dad, my two older siblings, and I think my older sibling's mom.
Okay.
I don't really recall. It's just, but they had a petting zoo.
Oh gosh.
I think you know where this is going. So, I don't know if it was spring or summer. I'll just stick with it was spring. Mm-hmm. So then we're at the petting zoo, and I wanted to feed the animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mom always taught me, when you're feeding an animal,
open the palm.
The hand has to be completely flat.
Mm-hmm.
I got bit by a donkey.
Oh no.
And I refuse. I hate donkeys to this day because of that incident.
Oh my god.
I got so mad at the animal that, like, it wouldn't let go of my finger.
Oh no.
It wouldn't let go, and I started panicking. So I'm like, oh my god, I'm being eaten by a donkey. So that was a little traumatic. Summer. I would have to say when I first learned how to surf.
Okay.
Got my surfboard at age 16.
Okay.
When my older brother got into surfing because of beach friends of ours, their kids got into surfing. This was before they all went into lifeguarding, mm-hmm. The other surf family. So we all would, and then my one friend, old friend, Bridget, she got the same surfboard as I did, like same color.
Mm-hmm.
Or she got hers before I did. But we had like matching colors.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always all go out, and it'd be like, you'd see like eight to nine kids just all walk with surfboards. So learning how to surf was pretty fun.
Okay.
Minus my incident, but we're not going to get into that. Fall. I'm going to have to say, I can't really think of one.
Do you have a baby pepper pumpkin?
No. I had a white pumpkin recently that my mom and I went to go to somewhere. And it was a white pumpkin. It was about this big.
Okay.
But the stem. It wasn't like a straight up stem.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it reminded me of Cinderella. I don't know why.
Okay.
It was like, it went like this and it like
curled
up. But the way the curl went, the stem touched the actual pumpkin, so it was like a handle. I could pick it up. So I'm gonna have to say that. Winter.
I'm excited for this one now.
Won't be, because there's really nothing. It's really nothing special.
Okay.
So my winter memory would probably have to be, my first time skiing.
Okay. Okay.
With the Girl Scouts, we went to the Poconos. We stayed at one of our old friends. Their mom had a cabin up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked to our friend and said, hey, do you mind if we could spend a weekend there? And he did. His mom let us stay in the cabin. We made sure it was clean all and everything. That was my first skiing adventure.
Okay.
So glad I did not break any bones. Because I've never skied in my life ever before that. And then tubing was fun. That was... So one of my friends, they wanted to do... We were all girls, and like we're all just like messing around and being silly and whatever. So one of my best friends asked my other best friend, will you marry me? As a joke.
Oh, God.
So we legit... had a freaking wedding in the cabin. She had a veil. She had flowers. We were like the bridesmaids. So we had like the fake flowers. And we were like, do you so-and-so take this? And it just became the biggest joke ever. And even the next day, like Monday, hey, how's the marriage going so far? They lasted 2 weeks. And then they're like, I want a divorce. We kept the charade going.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... just one of those fun times that it was a girls' trip and
yeah,
like for Girl Scouts, but it was still fun.
Okay,
so yeah,
very nice.
And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.